Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yes. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
God said it. We believe it. And that should settle it. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Leticia Spencer, and to all of the ADM family. And good evening to our international partners, to each and every one of you. Good evening, USA, United States of America, to all of our local partners. Good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. It was God that touched you and I this morning with his finger of love, woke us up, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. But everything, I mean everything, saints of God, is jointly and fitly into place on this Wednesday evening. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith. I'm blessed. And I'm quite sure you're blessed, too, on this blessed Wednesday night. First of all, I give Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to my pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer, and to our First Lady, Leticia Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and everyone that's tuned in this night. Father God, it's the name of Jesus. We come to you once more. Coming back to you once more, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you how you have tucked us all day long and up to this point in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, this afternoon, God, we just constantly lift up our men and women of God, the ones that are marching with the truth in their heart and on their lips. We pray, God, that you constantly strengthen them, God, on this battle of both. We pray, God, that you come. Just hold them up on the wall. Don't let them come down. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. I lift up everyone today in the whole wide world, God, on this earth, God. We truly need you today, God. So we, as we pray, God, we cry out for those that are both said, the ones that we don't know. We pray for those that are lost souls today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us all realize that we need the Lord more and more each and every day, God. Oh, God, make us real in our hearts. God, not that from the lips when we say we love one another, God, but truly from the heart. So we cry out today, God. Change us, God. Make us over. How about sending the head from our head down to our feet, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick vessel once more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, even if you have pain, wrecking in your body, the boat send that constantly stand on God's word, no matter what it looks like. Yes, you are healed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. Let us continue to read the word, God, about send that and bow down before you, God, and to worship you, God, to love on you, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our family members, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, of Oshia today, God, that your will, I know your will be done, God. So I thank you for saving, for delivering, and setting the captain free, God. Oh, God, let us say to Oshia, don't let us look down on each other, God. But let us lift one another up into praise for one another in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, today I was asking you to continue to keep your loving arms around our youth, God, today. In the name of Jesus, God, keep them, God. Prepare them for your kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for saving and sanctifying at a young age. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up our elder ones, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. Shield them and protect them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. So we come, humble as we know how, just thanking you, just for this journey, God. no matter what our journey is today, God. Let us stand still. Stand, God. Let us stand like never before, God. Let us constantly push, God. Don't let us look back, but let us look forward. Oh, and stand on your word like never before, God. We thank you today, God, for all things, from the little to the biggest, God. So we say thank you, my Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for being so good and merciful to us in the name of Jesus, God. So today, God, let us prepare our heart, God, for your word, God. Let us hide it in our heart that we may not sin against thee in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We ask you these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Lord, as we turn everything over to you, but you have your way to see them.
Lord,
give us a word that's going to come from your woman. Lord God, of your living word, holy and acceptable light before you.
Lord.
Well, we're going to get right on the top. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And now we can move over to our own mother, Helen Walker, to come in her own right, in her own way, and give us what thus saith the Lord. You got the wheel.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Oh, God bless everyone. I give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer, the First Lady of the House, Lakeisha Spencer, Pastor James Smith, Pastor Barbara Smith, the queens of the house, the mothers. I love them so, so, so much, and they just my prized possession in Jesus. And to everyone at ADM, the praise team, the deacons, the intercessors, the youth, everything, everyone, everybody that takes to make up the body of an ADM ministry. And it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I got so much to thank God for, so many wonderful blessings. And for this, I do give him the praise. You know, today, Pastor Smith, you probably know about this. I was walking through the house, and it seemed like it just got hot, you know, but I could just feel the presence of the Lord. And I heard when I was a child growing up, didn't understand, we would go to a holiness church back in the woods. They had them old wooden floors and beat on them tubs and rub bowls. And they would sing this song about Jesus is working on the inside. Will change our outside. Oh, what a wonderful God. And oh, what a change it is in my life. I don't know. And that is what we all need to be. Let God do. That is something working on the inside.
Yes.
Change the outside. Oh, what a wonderful change it will be in our life. Well, tonight, last week, I talked about it's.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'm going to talk about trusting the process. What do you do when the suddenly come up on you, a suddenly crisis, a suddenly problem that you weren't looking for? I'm going to be very transparent, and I really took a lesson from Pastor Sunday when he was talking about the dog had chewed up the cord, and he didn't get upset. He just kept
looking till he found a card that would work. But in the process, he found out how the tub would work. So there was a message in that, that if we just hang in there in the process, everything will work out all right. But how many times, know, when that suddenly come up under you, you kind of go into your little zone? Well, that's what happened to Mother OG last week. And I wanted to have a pity party and did. I'm being very transparent. I know there have been many times you may have kind of fell off the donkey because something can hit you or something somebody can say, especially if it's somebody close to you and it can catch you off guard. But you quickly jump back in. Don't throw in a white flag yet. Don't surrender. Jump back in and stay in the race. And that's what we're going to talk about. Trust the process. Because God's not going to oppose you when you go through your pity parties and you know all of the promises that he has made us. And we quote the scripture about the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's a very present help in a time of trouble. But sometimes, you quickly get back in the race because God will remind you. As I walked out on my back porch and I looked out, and I say, I'm not going to call anybody. God, it's going to be me and you with this. And I felt heat just come over my body. And I heard an audible voice say, haven't I always brought you through? So with that being said, he put me in the book of Isaiah. And that's where we're going to be just hanging out a while, and some of you all may want to write this down. I will give them to you after I finish, so you may write them down and study the word for yourself. We're going in a familiar scripture, Isaiah 40, beginning at the 27th verse. So Israel, why do you complain that the Lord doesn't know your troubles or care if you suffer injustice? I know God was talking to Israel, but this is talking to us too. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted. But those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise up on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will not walk and not grow weak. So this lets you know that you will have those times when you will grow weak. But we have to get in the Word. We have to stand on God's promises. We have to chew on it like never before. Don't stress. Faith, you let your faith kick in. Faith does not get you around the trouble, but it gets you through the trouble. I was so busy looking at what was going on with me instead of looking at the one who could bring me through it. You know, when you're in a room of great expectations, it didn't say it was going to come right away. You may have to go through some persecution, some downtime, some times when people don't talk to you right. Some days you may feel unloved. Some days you feel like you're on an island all alone. Nobody cares. But sometimes you have to trust the process. All of that is a process. Sometimes, God, we blame it on Satan, but sometimes God be seeing where your faith is. Do you trust me? Do you stand on the promises that I told you about? Didn't I tell you that I would keep you, that I would always love you, I would never forsake you? Then I went over and I started reading in the 41st chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. He said, I brought you from the ends of the earth. I called you from as farthest corners. That means when you was deep in the valley, and said to you, you are my servant. I did not reject you, but chose you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I am your God. Let nothing terrify you. That means don't care what it look like, don't care what the river flow, don't care what come, what go. He said he called you from the furthest corners. That means when you didn't even have no God on your side, you were deep in sin, doing everything you were big enough to do. And he lets you know he didn't reject you, but I chose you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I am your God. Let nothing terrify you. I will make you strong and help you. I will protect you and save you. Those who are angry with you will know the shame of defeat. That's why you don't have to worry about the times when you feel unloved, when people cut you short, or people look at you at the side of their face, or it's just things, ain't nothing going right. We know we're supposed to love at all times, but there are times when people will get in their feelings, and it can disturb you if you care. So this is what the scriptures mean. He says, those who fight against you will die. Now, that doesn't mean literally death. That means they could be perished or be disgraced, or the same thing could come back on them. He said, I am your Lord, your God. I strengthen you and tell you, do not be afraid. I will help you. So that was good to know, and I felt a little cheap. And I felt a little embarrassed, and I felt like I wasn't worthy. But God is a forgiving God. When you go to him with a hungry heart, he hears you. When you go to him in your righteous way and say, Lord, forgive me. I know not what I do. You have to shake yourself and say, you were built for this. We don't wave in the white flag time of little trouble come. He just told you that he will never leave or forsake you. He tells you that you are worthy, that you are built for the race. He lets you know that nothing that will come against you, it won't stand. Told you in the 91st Psalm, he just standing in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under where? The wings of the Almighty. So why do we get in that way? I asked myself the question, Helen, why couldn't you trust the process? But I didn't throw the white flag in. I jumped back in the race. When you jump back in the race, there's three things you got to do. You got to pause, pray, then pursue with your expectation till the manifestation comes. So I kept pondering and pondering. I still wasn't quite satisfied. So I kept looking in the Word. I had to keep still being reassured of God's promise is that he would come to my rescue. And the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, he said, Israel, the Lord who created you, say, do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through the fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that will come not hurt you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, who saves you. So why would we doubt God? Why don't we trust the process? Why do we get stressed out when suddenly comes your way? When crisis come in your life. It could be a crisis in your health. I don't care how you hurt. I don't care what the doctor say. Stand on the word. Get in these words on this week and believe God's promises. Don't surrender. Don't stress. Don't stress. Don't get angry. Don't just say, well, I'm just tired of this. I've been in this 2 years. He's not answering my prayer. Stay with your great expectations till the manifestation comes. We're in the 58 days of the 2019, and some of us already have had some suddenness that we were not looking for. Some of us have had challenges in our health and our finances, just within ourselves. It was so beautiful to hear Minister Tay Harris and Minister Latika Harris to be so transparent to tell how they unbelief and how they got back in the race. Minister Taser, he almost threw in the flag, the white flag, and gave up. But something, and that something was the Holy Spirit, let him know, you can make it. You are my servant. I did call you out of the four corners of earth. No matter what you did in the past, I'm looking at, I didn't look at your problems. I didn't look at your trouble. I didn't look at the mess you were doing. I didn't look at none of that. I was looking at what I knew you could be if you trust the process. Oh, God, help us trust the process. And in the 19th verse, he said something else that just caught my attention. He said, this is when the manifestation comes. Keep watching. He said, watch for the new thing I'm going to do. It's happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness, and I give you streams of water there. So that means no matter what doubt comes in your mind, don't talk to dream killers. Talk to God. When we get in trouble, when something's going on, first thing sometimes we do, we want to, instinct is to get on the phone and call our best sparring partner. And sometimes you have to stand still and wait on the salvation of the Lord, because I'm a living witness that he will work it out, and he did work it out. That's why I feel like an idiot for not trusting the process, because when I came back in place and began to lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh all of my help, things fell right in place like they were supposed to. So I'm here to tell you on this day, trust the process. Don't stress. When the mess come, hang in there. Make a mess. Make a message out of the mess. Take your lemons and make lemonade. Your test is your testimony. You'll be able to set someone free. That's why I'm transparent. Oh, we all fall short. But get back on your donkey. Get in your word and see what it say. So it is. So whenever you find yourself in need, or you get immersed in your frivolity, perplexity of life, whatever crisis come up, boldly knock on heaven's door and call upon the Lord and say, he cares about your every need. He's concerned about us. Prayer is and always will remain the key that opened the door to God's help and his blessings. So stay in the race. Remember what I said. Pause, pray, and pursue. No doubt. Go through the process. It is not easy. I wish I could tell you it was easy. But you'll come out a winner on the other side. You will come out a winner at the firing line. So I hope that what I was said have encouraged someone. It might have not been a shouting message, but it was a message to encourage your heart on tonight to know you can make it. That it's nothing too hard for God. He said he would take the dry streams and cause running water to come your way. So why don't we trust the process? God bless you. And you know, just before I leave, I have to leave a little nugget for you. Besides telling you to pause, pray, and pursue, a bad attitude can literally block love, blessings, and destiny from finding you. Don't be the reason you don't succeed. So stay in the race and remember, pause, pray, and pursue. God bless you. Back in the hands of you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
For that rich word. Amen.
Yeah.
Staying in the process. Amen. Remember, a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. In the hands of Almighty God. And now, to all pastor and pastor, prophet, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Hey, God bless all of you. God bless Pastor Spirit. Well, job again, Mother Helen. Amen. Listen, we just
Amen.
Think, first of all, I just want to send a shout out to our followers and listening international, Norway, United Kingdom, especially our followers and listeners, and also, my God, our friends and family over there in South Africa. Shout out right now to Pastor Caesar. God bless you all, and here in the United States of America. Amen. And we just give honor to the Spirit of Christ through the head of our life. And also, you know, we just give honor to him. And I send a shout out to my wife, First Lady, and ADM family. Listen, I want to just jump right in right quick, and I'm going to jump right back out, especially pertaining to the process. Amen. This process is really tripping a lot of us up, especially a lot of us as believers. I want to highlight that believer right there and just leave it floating in the air, and I'm going to come back and grab it just for a split second. Amen. We got to understand that the way we done been brought up, different things that we done encounter in our lifetime and things, especially from family, upbringing, it's begin to shape and mold our perspective. It's begin to shape and mold different things that where we believe, our perspective, where we see things, and really how this, and really it don't begin to shape how we look at God, you know. So it comes to a point to where it becomes very difficult for individuals to understand if they're in a process. So this is where a lot of questions come in at, you know, is it a process, God punishing me, or different things going on with me? Sometimes you don't overstay on a certain playing field to where God got to bring trouble in your life, not to hurt you, but stretch you. Because a lot of times, if something never happened in our life, we'd probably be still playing the same cards and playing the same thing until something that came into our life and stretched us. Amen? So that belief, this where I believe that many people you got to get away from. Because I say, I believe belief is at a baby stage. Because you got to come into a place to where you're confident. You're in a place of knowing. I don't only believe, I know. I know without a shadow of doubt. I know with past. Amen? That's where your relationship with God is very important. You got to have your own relationship with God, and you got to be confident of who you are. What is your identity? Who are you? You know, and so many people are still trying to find themselves in the midst of the process, other than what God is trying to do through them, out of them, and trying to take them. Amen. So we got to understand that we got to come into a place of confidence. You know, it's just like I shared this one time before. If you go to a car lot, you buy a car, you sign the papers, you take the keys, you just don't believe that's your car. You won't tell people, I believe that's my car. You would tell them, I know that's my car. That is mine. That's mine. I paid for it. I signed it. And that's the same thing you got to understand with your life. When you understand your identity, you understand the process, where you're going. First of all, where are you going? And many people don't even know, especially saints of God, where you're going. You know, how you doing today? God bless. Bless where? You know, where God doing? He's doing mighty things. Mighty things where? What is your goals? Where are you driven in life? If not, you're going to be constantly thinking you're all in the process, you're all in a circle. Amen? It's a reason why you're taking this journey. It's a reason why God is bringing each and every one of us. You're on earth for something. You're on earth just not to be existing. You're just not here to be existing. Amen? You're here for something. Now, the question is, that's where the searching comes in at. What is your something? What is your something? Many people live throughout their whole entire life, never begin the journey for their purpose. What are you here for? That's where you can begin to prepare, or the process got you aligned for. He's much more God than taking care of your necessities, needs. He's much more than that. You know, he want to bring you into a place to where you don't have to stress. You don't have to worry. But it takes shaping. It takes molding. It takes standing out there and knowing that he's going to provide. He's going to do what he's going to do. Maybe we got to look into that the relationship with God, it might not be the relationship of my neighbors. It might not be the relationship of my friends. It might not be the relationship of your pastor. But you got to go and identify your own walk with the Lord. And when you identify that, don't let nothing or nobody shake that from you, because that's between you and God. Because at the end of the day, when we all transition and go home, we got to see him for ourselves. I can't see him for my neighbor. You can't see him for your friend. So therefore, your trust has to be into the Lord. get a sense of direction. If you don't never get a sense of direction, how can you believe or you know that you're in a process? In a process of what? You know, what you're in a process for? What God have you here for? What are you doing? Where are you going? And so many of us, we wondering and trying to find the answer through the Bible. Well, you're going to find the answer, yes, it's in there. But if you never understand your own personal life, you won't never unlock what the Bible's trying to tell you or what the Word of God is trying to show you. You're gonna begin to see different individuals' lives. Amen? We'll know so much about Paul, Peter, Moses, Enoch. We'll know so much about Abraham and Joshua, Isaac. But we will know nothing about ourselves. What is God trying to do within us? God's trying to bring us all into a place within him. But the question is, and it goes right back to the trust has to be repaired. So many individuals dealing with untrust issues, their trust been damaged, and they're trying to go on with life not trusting or trying to patch up an area of trust. Now you don't trust no one. You don't trust something that you don't trust people that is close to you. You know, you don't trust or you really have doubt to believe there is a God because there's areas in you done been damaged. I still believe once you come into yourself and really believe, you know, that God is a healer, you got to come truthful with yourself, first of all. You know, many of us got to understand that we have to be truthful within ourselves. Understand that, yes, you've been hurt. You've been damaged. You have not got over this issue. You know, so many people, even in church, there's a lot of individuals that have been molested, and they're still living, 50, 60 years old. You're still living in that troubled situation. It still haunts you. Amen? Pastors and different individuals done messed up your trust and messed up where you at, you know, and you're still holding on to that. If we don't face the issue, it's never a change could take place. And if a change can't take place, you cannot never see your new beginning. You're always trying to build off of something of last year, year before last year, and you're living this place to where you're trapped and you're misery, you're confused, you're in a dungeon, you're in a place to where you can't get out, and you'll fault everybody else for your pain. You'll fault everybody else that is around you, that loves you, that's trying to help you from your pain because you still trapped 10, 15, 20, or 30 years ago that you have not, my God, been released from. So the process, we got to understand who we are. And certain process with certain individuals going to take a different journey. Your process might take on a process of healing. God trying to bring you into healing. Amen. And your process probably will take place in trusting somebody for you can be able to walk in opportunities where God can unlock and be able to help to bless you. Amen. We got to understand that. And if we won't never tap into that, we won't never be able to trust anything, not even the things that we're going through. We'll always look at things with a negative eye, and we'll think what we're going through, you know, that it's the individual, it's this one, it's that, and this. And now your self-esteem is going to get built low. You're going to look at yourself like you ain't a nobody because you don't see your purpose. You don't see your destiny. Find what's in you that had been torn apart. And begin to allow God to heal you, my God, from the inside out, not from the outside in. And you're going to begin to see the direction and the path that God has for you. Let's be real who we are. That way we can get a sense of direction in life. And that way we can understand what we're walking through, no matter what it looks like, it's just a process. Because nothing cannot separate or stop the plans and the purpose that God has for me, not even myself. Amen? When God has it for you, it is for you. But some things we stop from ourselves for receiving, and that's dealing with pain, hurt, not trusting. And we got to begin to go back and re-look at that, but we can begin to trust in the trust in the area of God. Where I'm at in life, especially my trust, I never was there. I wasn't there, but I had to allow God. You know, I haven't allowed God. And I tell this story with my family. You know, it was a period of time to where me and my mother, we didn't speak for about 14 years, and now we're the two closest best friends, you know. But I had to deal with all that issues in my life so I could begin a journey and not to damage everybody around me. not to hold everybody around me like I'm accountable for my issues that I'm having in life that I need to be on lockout. That's the process that I had to go through. And if I never accept it, I always felt as though I'm in a fight, I'm in a war, I'm in a struggle, because God was taking me through something. I truly believe that each and every one of you all over the world, that it's areas within yourself that you've been holding yourself hostage, that you need to let it go. But you can begin the process, and you can begin to see that the things that God has for you, that it's not bad what you're going through. We look at things as bad. Scripture says, is it anything too hard for God? Oh, no, it's not. But we will make it hard for ourselves. Why? Because we're so used to being in a struggle, we're so used to being in a fight, and we're so used not trusting. Because the things that have been done to us in life, we still holding on to dirty laundry. We just figure out how to wear the dirty laundry and let it fit for us. But one thing about it, it's still dirty laundry. We have to get it off of us. But we can begin to walk in that process that Mother Helen been knowing tonight. So I challenge you all. You know, I challenge you. When you get into the Word, see yourself. See yourself. Make sure you begin to see yourself. And we all see ourselves and see what God is doing within us. You'll see that things ain't so bad after all. God was already in control. He just wanted me to come in alignment with him. That's all it was all about. It wasn't so bad after all. You know, but I thank God for you all. Thank God for Pastor Smith and Mother Helen. Well, good job. You always do a good job, always. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. So we got to make sure we come to an area to where we make sure we see ourselves. And if you don't trust, and if you don't, and if you still stand in an area of I believe, other than an area of I know, your belief is going to be attacked, and you're going to begin to be conflicted. You don't know what you want to believe in. Amen. So I truly believe that we're coming into an area, and we're coming into a realm that we'll be able to move forward. We'll be able to move forward. So I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, my God, I thank God for you, and I want you to stay in prayer. And when you go into prayer, don't go into about houses, cars, and all that. You know, God's going to give you all that because he just said he's going to supply your every need. You don't have to worry about the need. Just worry about what are you missing. What are you missing for tapping into that area where God can keep things replenished in your life? That's the process that many of us need to take a journey on for God to do that. And guess what? If you do that, it'll keep you away from being con, it'll keep you away from being crooked, and it'll keep you away from saying, I've been tortured, I've been bamboozled, I gave these people all my money. No, tap into what God has in store for you. Get healed and understand that God is a provider. Trust the relationship. Be the one up with the Lord in you. Amen? I thank God for you. Back to you, Pastor Smith. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. We thank God, amen, for those words coming from our pastor, Temple Spencer. Amen. Praise God. And we do thank Mother Helen for the word for the night. Trust the process. And all that you get, what do you need to get? Some understanding and trust towards the Lord thy God. And you won't ever have to want for anything and nobody. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And
amen.
When you can do that, you won't have to go back no more.
Nice.
Well, come back tomorrow morning at 7:00 a.m. where we want to come together in agreement in the Word of God and hear our believing that the Lord will give us what we need to sustain us and to take us to a higher level in Him. God bless you. May heaven be upon you. Good night.
God bless you, Pastor.
Presence of the Lord, I've been free. your presence, Lord.
I'm